Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry. I've got sex on my mind. You know what? This is so fucking hot. You're turning me on. I've always wanted to fuck you. And here's my chance.
Girl, you must understand. I could never be your man. I'm just here to be your bone. Giving you something to moan. Hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'll bust them lips. Getting you nasty, ready to dance. At the end, I wanna be in your pants. Back at my pad, she's sitting it slow. Positions are nice where she don't wanna go. To strangers that are getting freaky. I feel like a plumber, fixing this leaky. Put it in the hole like Tiger Woods. Watching this girl just feel so good. She's falling in love, but I think it's too quick. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just her.
Sundance on Navajo Nation land near Gallup.
The dog tried to come back, so he had to use pepper spray to keep them away while the EMTs attended to the victim. Sheriff's Lieutenant Mumford said Armstrong later was pronounced dead at a hospital. Co-host is with the most of the people that's trying to beam in. Beam in shortly. Lakewood, Florida. Lakewood Park, Florida. Man is charged in cheeseburger attack. Alrighty then. Goddamn McDonald's. Poison, people. Poison. A Florida man who allegedly threw a cheeseburger at another customer's vehicle in a McDonald's drive-thru faces a misdemeanor charge. Brant Goodwin Stevens, 43, of Lakewood Park, was arrested on a criminal mischief charge in connection with the incident. A St. Lucie County Sheriff's deputy went to a house in Fort Pierce, Florida, where the victim told him someone threw a hamburger at his vehicle's passenger side while he was in the drive-thru of the McDonald's fast food restaurant. Investigators said they found a large spot of ketchup measuring 6 inches by 6 inches on the side of the victim's side vehicle and cheeseburger pieces on the hood. Boy, look at it. And this is what y'all have these motherfucking police for. Right. Give them a fucking bone. Alright, far away, Washington. I don't know where the hell that's close to Seattle, but that's where we're close to. A man finds dead mouse in his drink can. What the fuck? Nasty. Oh, man. Oh, that's classy. Not for the federal can, it is. Oh, sorry. A federal way man has filed a lawsuit against the maker of Monster Energy drink. I guess they really do have monsters. Vitaly Solskjaer claims he found a dead mouse at the bottom of his can, and he has the lab work to prove it. He went into the Fred Meyer in Des Moines and bought himself a Monster Energy drink. When he finished drinking it, he didn't realize another monster would be at the bottom. I put it down, and I felt it was still heavy, so I backwashed it, and all this debris went into my mouth. Since the 19-year-old. Then I looked at the can, and I saw the tip of the tail, and I vomited everywhere. Oh, shit, that's fucking nasty, people. Yeah, damn. Co-host is with the most himself in the building. We have an angel. Finally got a signal. What happened?
How you doing with the tornado situation?
Oh, well, it calmed down now. We getting wind gusts, like the tornado. I don't know if it's a warning, and I ain't even watch the news. I don't watch TV shit. The world could be on blue by if it came by TV. Shit. Because I ain't watching it. But I'm looking out the window. It's calm. It's pretty calm. The rain done stopped, so it's pretty calm right now. It ain't go outside party weather, but, life is a party. Depending on what you're doing. Enjoying the Nutty News. Got a couple more minutes. Till Mr. Goofy Bone come through, gonna give you Nutty News. Hey, all this be on, now. You gotta stay in the pocket.
Different
phone.
So where's the G-Bone?
That's what we're waiting on.
Wow.
That's what we're waiting on. That's what we call on the other phone. If they on one phone, people call them on another phone. You're my special friend. Alright, let's see what we get here. the man.
No.
No.
Oh, there we go.
And it was a ring back. Ring back. Alright. Well, let me get two more out of the way and then give him another call back. Gallwood, New Jersey. Man steals copper, then applies for a job.
Oh, wow.
Blairstown man was charged with theft after he was reportedly seen taking copper tubing from a heating and cooling company van on a surveillance tape and returned to the business the next day seeking a job. Anthony Frawley, 19, formerly of Garwood, was charged after the owner, Cranford Plumbing, Heating and Cooling on Willow Avenue, reported copper tubing missing from a company vehicle which had been taken overnight. Hey, what the fuck is this, man? Still in New Jersey. This is crazy. Patterson, New Jersey. Woman is unable to close her eyes. A jury is deliberating the case of a New Jersey woman who says an eyelid procedure gone wrong is the reason she can no longer close her eyes. Marilyn Lees says she went to a Bergen County plastic surgeon to correct bumps on her eyelid from a cosmetic procedure performed by another doctor, and now she can't fully close her eyes even when she sleeps. The married mother of two from Bloomingdale was in court suing Dr. Paul Parker for negligence. Parker's attorney told the jury Lees was warned of the risk and that she never complained about the complaint after the 2005 eyelid surgery called a blepharoplasty.
Crazy.
Yeah, she looked fucked up.
Can you post the link in the chat?
Oh, well, yeah, I ain't going. Yeah, she looked awful. Yeah. Just let you know, Goofy Bone is officially on tour. You know, that's what today is. The show is, talking about, and that's what we're actually waiting on. Oh no, that's the wrong hand. What did I do? Okay, I don't know what I did. Girl 12 gives birth on school trip.
Kills what?
Alrighty then.
What'd she kill?
Gives birth.
Oh, gives birth. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Don't think I need to be playing Give Her a Bone on that one, you know.
Oh, no.
Well,
some of those kids not to be fooling around on the bus.
Let's get two kids out of the way real quick, and then I'll be like, well, hold on. Come on, I can't. Well, just scroll down. That's what you do. I like that. And it's got a picture of her on the left. She's the third. No, she's like the eighth article down. You see a chick with her eyes all poked up in the air. Like she's crazy and shit. Fort Myers, Florida, 17-year-old pistol whips mom. Wow. Y'all better get a pistol your damn self, man. Fort Myers High School senior with Ivy League aspirations and a new set of wheels faces a cloudy future after arrest on felony charges. Rochelle Ann Hachero, 17, was arrested by Lee County deputies after being accused of pistol whipping her mother and forcing her to buy the teen a car at gunpoint. Hachero, a student at the exclusive Canterbury School in Fort Myers, now faces charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill, unlawful possession of a firearm by a person younger than 18, and battery. Dun dun dun. gotta be a stupid mother to get fired on your day off. Shout out to Jeannie Santon. What is that? Santorini. Hey, pow, pow. Oh, you know, I don't know. This is Nutty News. You're in tune to Nutty News. You know what I'm saying? For a few minutes, waiting on Mr. Goop to come through and tell us about the tour that he's currently on. So we just filling in some Nutty News. You know what I'm saying? In the meantime, in between time. I don't know what you think it is, but you know, keep on thinking. Oh, over here in the Netherlands, God damn it, Sinai, what the f*** is going on? Y'all people are tripping. 12-year-old Dutch girl gave birth while on a school trip, sparking a police search Wednesday for the father of the child. The girl from Groningen, 114 miles northeast of Amsterdam. Oh yeah, I smell it already. Complained of stomach pains during a date out with classmates. Teachers realized the girl was in labor and called an ambulance. Medics rushed to the scene and 12-year-old delivered a healthy baby girl at a nearby building. The young mother was taken to the hospital but has refused to name the father. Family members said the schoolgirl's father previously sexually abused another older daughter and served 2 years in jail for the sex crime.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Now,
that's what he's got. Oh, okay. Young girl, for
well, Jeannie left the chat room.
Oh. All right.
Starship,
not a prize,
she thought.
Hello. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I dialed the wrong number, brother. Yeah, no problem. Sorry about that.
Oh, wow.
That was James Riley.
Oh, you're dialing the wrong number.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
did you say?
Yeah, I should have said that, but no, that was actually the wrong number. When I had my job. That's a James Riley. I know that ain't right. Oh, let me try one more time. Oh, yeah, I think I'm down there. That's it. I'm high, man. Hold on. There we go.
Ring, ring. It's not Avon calling.
I'll be dialing it right, but then I'll be dialing wrong. Getting double dose of radiation right here, people. Ow! Give it to me. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't go. Hey, we got high radiation in our mouth now. Here.
Oh, shit. All right. Son of a bitch, I got pulled over. That's what happened, people.
What?
Got pulled over. Yeah, he said, let me call him. He's going to call back because he got to get finished doing with the cop.
Bad boys, mad boys. What you going to do with the cop?
Mother-in-law. Yeah, you know. I got a little pusser and puff. Oh, in Ohio. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady, representing Ohio. You know what I'm saying? A couple of parts over there. Mother-in-law leads police to body. Okay. What did you just say?
I was gonna say, what state is he in right now?
Oh, that's what I'm waiting to see. He was in Kentucky the last time I talked to him. I'm be fucking around up there. A suspect in the disappearance of a 25-year-old Ohio mother has led authorities to her body, police said. The mother-in-law, Summer Inman, led investigators to the young woman's body located in a septic system behind a church in Athens County, Ohio. Inman, who has been missing for more than a week, was last seen in the town of Logan, about 30 miles southeast of Columbus. Police have said they believe the woman was kidnapped. Police say Sumner Inman was going through a contentious divorce and a bitter custody dispute with her husband.
Damn.
Wow.
Man.
Keep checking back. Over here in Norfolk, Virginia, PETA contest offers free. Oh no, that is a contest. I thought it was contest. PETA contest offers free vasectomy to humans.
Oh my God.
The animal rights group, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, has long advocated for dogs and cats to be spayed or neutered. Now it's extending the campaign to humans. The Norfolk, Virginia-based group is offering a free vasectomy to the winner of its Why Should PETA Neuter You campaign.
Oh my God.
Advocates enter the contest by getting their cat or dog spayed or neutered and submitting an essay to PETA. So, anybody out there looking for a free vasectomy? Yeah, they want to take it all out. You just want to get rid of it. Go ahead and give them a call. All righty. Unmarked caller. You are live on the Starship Smelly Prize. What's happening? Konnichiwa.
They got nothing happening.
Konnichiwa.
Prute.
Don't be afraid. We don't
make
you hard.
Prute. Apare gani. Mas is lost. Olale. Olale. Oh, olale. Olale.
They got nothing for it.
Olale. Olale. Nobody got it.
Mura nega.
Mura nega. It's the International Smokers Representative, Mr. Sayana. What's that, bro? Hello?
Got nothing for us.
Phone going in and out.
Busy.
Uh-oh. There he is. Mr. Gilbert Bone is in the building, people. You better call in now, 347-237-5125. Make sure you fall into the VIP hour. You know what I'm saying? And catch all the hottest news. Updates on the tour. Here we go. What happened, brother? We are live.
Damn, brother. I just had some motherfucking bullshit right now. You goddamn cop.
Where you at? Where you at?
I'm at home, man, but I just got pulled over because I was on the phone calling. And right when that motherfucker, I seen the fucker in the corner, so I hung up real quick. And this motherfucker pulled me over talking about, oh, I seen you on the phone. I go, well, look at my phone records. There ain't nobody me calling. So what the fuck you talking about? Well, he searched my whole car. I sat on the curb, and I kept cussing him out. And, you know, just told me to have a nice day. So fuck that pig. Anyways, shit.
Well, what state are you in now?
Huh?
What state are you in now?
Well, I'm back home.
Oh, you back home already? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I came back home last weekend after all the drama and shit.
Yeah.
I was on tour. I got invited on tour by a friend of mine by the name of Hooded Justice out in the ATL. He had a group that he's been promoting called The Goons. I was on tour with them,
a girl named Mercedes, and Sly Sammy, or Sammy Fly, or some shit like that. But, yeah, I got invited to go on tour with them. I did a couple shows with them, but then the main act, obviously, these guys don't know what the fuck, how to promote themselves. If you're going to be the main act, you don't go first, and I don't give a fuck. You don't go first.
Hell no, nah, you don't go first. What kind of shit is that?
You know what I'm saying?
Hell no. What kind of shit is that?
No, so it's like these guys kept going first all the damn time. And then, especially when I was in Buffalo, they noticed that the crowd was digging my music. And I'm telling you, man, my music ain't the shit. You know what I'm saying? But people were jocking it. They were liking it, especially Just Give Her a Bone. They love that song. But then these motherfuckers, well, there's not, you know, there's one guy, his name's Mikhail. This motherfucker, he's straight hating, man. And this motherfucker is hating, and he's one of these motherfuckers. I'm telling you, he's a Jay Wills-looking punk motherfucking bitch that don't know a goddamn thing about the music business. And you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm here, I'm professional. I go there, I do a show, and I do what I do, and that's that. But then you got a motherfucker here complaining because, the crowd wasn't there when you got on stage, but who's the idiot that fucking wanted to go first? You know what I'm saying? These kids are like 19, fucking 18 years old, expecting to get signed in one fucking day. Good luck, buddy. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, the night of the 24th, we were live in Weston, West Virginia. We did a show out there, and you know what I'm saying, this guy, I guess he hooked up with some chick on Facebook, so she came and seen him. You know, she was, you know, I'm not going to say she was all up on him the whole night, but she was there, you know, she was there to support. So when I came on, I played my song, Just Give Her a Bone, you know, fuck, you know, all the chicks like that song. They're like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of my set, I go out and I have a beer, and, you know, there's people saying, hey, you know, you got a CD, you know, blah, blah. So, you know, they're selling, trying to get beers and shit. She comes up to me. We're talking, and she's like, hey, you have some very interesting music. I was like, thanks, you know. Let me buy you a shot. So I'm buying her a vodka shot. I'm getting me my fucking Jaeger. This motherfucker comes up and says, oh, no, 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 no. Now you all up in my Kool-Aid. And they kept calling me Mexican all the time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm like, motherfucker, do you got a problem? Do you seriously got a problem? And he's like, well, you know, you're on our tour. We invited you. You're on a privileged tour right here. And I'm like, you punk motherfuckers, are you serious? And, you know, Hooded Justice, he don't go on the tour with us. You know, he kicks back in the ATL, you know, doing his thing. You know, he's a money-making guy. So, we're just there, you know, just chilling by ourselves and you know, doing our thing. Hold on real quick.
Crazy.
Yeah. So anyways, I get a call. I'm driving to our next location, and it's about a good 6-7 hours. We're going to Kentucky after that. So I'm driving there, you know, we meet up, we all drive together. On the way there, you know, I see these guys are on the phone, and I seen this motherfucker because he's sitting in the back seat. He's, like, yelling on his phone. And I mean, he's yelling on his fucking phone. So I'm like, okay, you know, maybe he's mad. Maybe that broad, you know, he's hating on that hoe because she was jocking me that night. Well, whatnot. Anyways, we get to Kentucky. Fucking, I get a call from Hooded Justice saying, you know, hey, you know, there's problems on, you know, these guys, they don't want you on the tour anymore and all this and all that. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? And I explained to him the situation, you know, these younger kids, they expect all these privileges that you know, being an artist, you expect to be signed, you expect to be being a millionaire. And these kids, they expect it all, right? You know, they put up their hand and they expect it in their fucking hand. These kids didn't know jack shit. And I'm over there, you know, trying to throw in my two fucking pennies, you know. You know, maybe you guys should go on last. And I'm like, nah, you know, we're the main act. We go first. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, you know, you can't tell these fucking kids anything without them blowing off a fucking gasket. So it's like, you know, I almost got in a fight three times with that fool Mikhail. But it's like, I'm professional. I'll sock this little nigga's ass. I mean, I'll beat the living shit out of this motherfucker. He's not even a third of my weight. I would fucking bash this little kid to the ground. But see, I'll get bad press. Oh, Goopy Bone beating up on a little kid. Oh, you know, I can imagine so much shit that one event would fucking create for me. So, you know, I be a better man. I say, okay, forget it. You know, I ain't even going to trip on you, fool. And then the motherfuckers want to go off and call the promoter and say, oh, we don't want him on the tour anymore. Like, come on, man. Are you fucking serious? You guys are a bunch of little bitches. And I swear, and you know what, these motherfuckers were trying to plan out a California tour. And I swear to God, if I find out they're in California, I'm going to smash on this fool. And I'm going to do it live on YouTube. These motherfuckers, I went from Maine to Buffalo, New York, all the way to West Virginia, and then I go to Kentucky to know that I get kicked off the tour. Then I have to go to fucking Nashville, Tennessee to take a plane all the way back home. And you know what I'm saying? You know, thank God that, you know, Hood of Justice paid for my plane back. Because it's like, fuck, I'm not getting that much money to where, you know, I'm going to fucking be buying my own fucking $500, $600 one-way plane ticket back to San Jose. You got to be out of your fucking mind. You know what I'm saying? But that's what happened on the tour, Smelly. You know what I'm saying? It's like, fuck, I'm out here trying to be who I be, but it's just I get jealousy. Then you know what? And another thing I realized was the chick Mercedes was telling me, she says that these cats didn't expect a Mexican to fucking be so productive like I am. They didn't expect me. They thought it was just a Mexican. Oh, this fool can't rap. He's fucking nobody.
And they thought you would, you know, make them look good.
Yeah, they thought they were the best act, and, like, you know, no one would be even close to them. But I'm telling you, these kids, and I'm saying these guys are kids, and they're calling themselves goons. One of them only did time in juvenile hall for 3 months, okay? And to sit here and talk about that you shoot people, you motherfucking rob people, and you do all this and all that, but none of you guys got a record? Are you fucking serious? Miss me with that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, fuck, I got a record in my fifth fucking case right now over bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I spent over $1 million on fucking lawyers, Smelly. Can you believe that? $1 million on lawyers alone. For them to just go in there, do their little thing, and then just say, okay, you know, he wasn't here, dismiss the case. And boom, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. One of my lawyers, fucking, I think it was my second one, was almost fucking $500,000.
Look, I ain't got that, so I want to stay the fuck out of trouble. But one thing, they ain't have no show manager. Well, I guess he's the show manager. But he's supposed to be traveling. Hello?
I'm here. Did you lose everybody?
Yeah, the switch cut out on me.
Wow, you still got close to 8 minutes.
Yeah, we're still here. I got Google. Yeah, he cut out. Yeah, but they should have a show manager that's on the road with him, cause he's supposed to be regulating that shit like that. You know what I'm saying? All the little beefs, bullshit beefs, and all that. You know, all that's supposed to be handled. The artists just don't go out by themselves and, you know, pop up the shows and shit like that. You know, just cause he pre-booked them. You know what I'm saying? To go to these places. That's normally not.
Yeah,
that's
just a written contract. You should sign it, so that won't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, so to go out, you know, with Yeah, but to go out with a mature-minded person, you know what I'm saying, with somebody who's experiencing the game, and then to deal with people who ain't experiencing the game, you know, it's always going to be a conflict. It's going to be a clash, you know what I'm saying?
Because,
you know, one person know business and the other person don't, but because they got the business established, you know what I'm saying, they feel like, you know, well, we got it. We got the tool, you know what I'm saying, going, which you didn't. You know, the actual promoter dude that you're dealing with is the one that got the show little tour for you. You know what I'm saying? It's just so you happen to have a name that he thinks he can sell. So that's the way it goes, though. You know what I'm saying? When you go out on tour, though, well, you got to make sure you know who you're going on tour with. Because that's a lot of money, a lot of miles, and you can be anywhere and some bullshit pop off which you don't need.
Really? Wow, you know, at least he got home safe.
Yeah, thank the Lord on them, you know. Yeah, I'm all right,
where can we find the new radio station? Where's the new radio station at?
Oh, yeah, check out the logo, too. You seen the logo?
Yeah, well, I like
that. www.trilateralradio.com, TLC Radio.
Oh, TLC Radio, yeah.
Damn, I like it. I like that
one a lot better.
Yeah. So Trilateral Radio, people, check us out, www.trilateralradio.com. It's www.trilateralradio.com. Co-hosts with the most and the Heavenly Angel can be found where?
www.trilateralradio.com.
Trilateral. There we go, people. TLC Radio. It's going down. We're going to be up in the building. Holding down very soon, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, well, we got lightning and all that kind of stuff here, so I don't want to hook up my business.
You got lightning right now?
Yeah.
Oh, you need to be off the phone.
I want my cell phone.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I ain't on no house phone. That's for your house phone.
Oh, okay. I guess cell phones are right. I don't know.
Well, I'm walking around on carpet. Let me get off the carpet.
Put your rubber shoes on.
You know what I'm saying? Put my rubber shoes on and ground myself and shit. Let me ground myself. I'll be all right.
Who you got tomorrow? Who's on tomorrow? Friday, April.
Oh yeah,
Fool's
make sure you're
Day.
Tuning up. Yeah, April Fool's Day, people. But it's not the game. You know what I'm saying? We got Mr. Brooklyn King. Unless he's gonna be fooling us and he don't show up.